Hello, my dear brothers and sisters. Today we will delve into a fascinating and deeply significant theme for our faith, the historical existence of Jesus of Nazareth. Did Jesus really exist? What are the historical evidences that confirm his existence? Or is he merely a mythological figure? And if Jesus had not existed, what would the implications be for history and Christian faith? Let us dive into these fundamental questions and examine the historical and archaeological proofs that affirm Jesus' presence in our history. Before we continue, do not forget to subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell to be alerted whenever we post a new video. Let's start this journey of discovery together. The historical study of Jesus of Nazareth is a vast and fascinating field that spans various academic disciplines, from theology and history to archaeology and anthropology. Since the 19th century, scholars have dedicated their efforts to uncover the complexity of the historical figure of Jesus and distinguish between theological accounts and verifiable facts. Jesus of Nazareth, a central figure in Christian faith, is also an object of interest for those seeking to understand his impact in the historical context in which he lived. Beyond religious narratives, Jesus' existence is supported by a wide range of sources, including testimonies from contemporary Roman and Jewish historians, as well as archaeological evidence that brings us closer to the realities of his time. Let us delve into a detailed analysis of these various sources, aiming to provide a comprehensive overview of the historical evidence that confirms Jesus' presence in history. Through a critical and interdisciplinary approach, we seek to shed new light on the life, teachings, and legacy of Jesus of Nazareth, a figure whose influence extends beyond the boundaries of faith, impacting the course of humanity. We will examine the primary sources that provide information on the historical figure of Jesus. Number 1. New Testament Sources. The canonical Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are the primary sources of information about Jesus in the New Testament. Each Gospel presents a unique perspective on Jesus' life and teachings, and although they were written with a theological purpose, they also contain valuable historical information. In the Gospel of Matthew, dated approximately between 80 and 90 AD, we see the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies in Jesus. Matthew was a disciple of Jesus, and thus an eyewitness to the events. In Matthew 1:22-23, we read, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. The Gospel of Mark, considered the oldest, was written between 66 and 70 AD. This text stands out for its concise and direct narrative style, offering a clear and unembellished perspective on the accounts of Jesus' life and teachings. Mark 1:13 says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" The Gospel of Luke, authored around the 80s and 90s AD, presents a detailed narrative focused on Jesus' compassion and his interactions with the marginalized. Luke 4:18-19 highlights, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Lastly, the Gospel of John, written between the 90s and 100 AD, offers a more theological and philosophical perspective on the figure of Jesus of Nazareth, presenting him as the Logos, the eternal Word made flesh, to offer salvation to humanity. John 1:1-3 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Apart from the Gospels, we have the Epistles of Paul, known as some of the earliest Christian texts, written approximately between the 50s and 60s AD. These letters repeatedly mention Jesus and his crucifixion, providing direct and early evidence of his existence. In 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, Paul writes, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." Number 2. Roman historians. Cornelius Tacitus, a Roman historian, wrote the Annals around 116 AD. Tacitus mentions Christ and his execution under Pontius Pilate during the reign of Tiberius. This is one of the most significant testimonies outside the New Testament, as it comes from a non-Christian source, corroborating the crucifixion of Jesus, a central event in the Gospels. Tacitus wrote, "Christus, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of our procurators, Pontius Pilatus." Number 3. Flavius Josephus. Flavius Josephus was a Jewish Roman historian who lived between 37 and 100 AD. In his work Antiquities of the Jews, written around 93-94 AD, he mentions Jesus of Nazareth. In the Testimonium Flavianum, Josephus describes Jesus as a wise man, a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of people who accept the truth with pleasure, and recognized as the Christ, Messiah. Josephus wrote, "At this time there was a wise man named Jesus, if indeed it is permissible to call him a man, for he was a performer of remarkable deeds, a teacher of those who receive the truth with pleasure, and he was recognized as the Christ." Another significant passage in Antiquities of the Jews mentions James, the brother of Jesus. Josephus wrote, "Thus Ananus, who had received the power to judge, determined that James, the brother of Jesus, who was called Christ, and some others, should be brought before him." This mention of James provides indirect but valuable evidence of Jesus' existence, reinforcing the authenticity of Christian narratives. Number 4. Pliny the Younger. Pliny the Younger, a Roman writer and politician who lived between 61 and 113 AD, described in his letters to Emperor Trajan, written around 112 AD, Christians worshipping Christ as a god, demonstrating that Christianity was well established as an organized religion at the time. Pliny wrote, "They were accustomed to meeting on a fixed day before dawn and singing hymns to Christ as to a god." Number 5. The Talmud. The Talmud, an extensive collection of rabbinic debates, laws, commentaries, and Jewish traditions, contains several references to Jesus, albeit in a critical manner. These references help contextualize Jesus within the debates and criticisms his movement faced. In the Babylonian Talmud, we find mentions of Jesus being accused of heresy and sorcery, and his execution on the eve of Passover. Number 6. The Gospel of Thomas. Discovered in 1945 in Nag Hammadi, Egypt, the Gospel of Thomas is an apocryphal text containing 114 sayings attributed to Jesus. While it does not present a narrative of his life, it offers insights into his teachings and is considered valuable confirmation of his historical existence. The Gospel of Thomas highlights sayings such as, "Jesus said, 'Whoever discovers the interpretation of these sayings will not taste death.'" Number 7. The Egerton Papyrus 2. The Egerton Papyrus 2, dated to the 2nd century AD, contains accounts of Jesus that are parallel but not identical to those in the canonical Gospels. Its existence suggests that multiple oral and written traditions about Jesus were circulating in the early centuries of Christianity. This papyrus presents significant variations in the stories, indicating a diversity of traditions about Jesus' teachings and actions. Number 8. The James Ossuary. Discovered in 2002 in Jerusalem, the James Ossuary is a limestone box with an Aramaic inscription that reads, "James, son of Joseph, brother of Jesus." Although there are debates regarding its authenticity, many experts believe it is genuine and can provide direct archaeological evidence of Jesus' existence. This artifact, dated to the first century AD, offers us a rare and tangible glimpse into the funerary practices of the time and the importance of Jesus and his family. Number 9, the letter of Mara Bar Serapion. Written by a Syrian philosopher in the late 1st or early 2nd century AD, this letter indirectly mentions Jesus, comparing his death to that of other historical figures. It describes Jesus as a wise king, reinforcing his historical existence. Mara Bar Serapion wrote, "What advantage did the Jews gain from executing their wise king? Since that time, their kingdom was abolished." King James Version. Number 10, the Pilate inscription. Discovered in 1961, the Pilate inscription confirms the historical existence of Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor who ordered the crucifixion of Jesus. This archaeological discovery reinforces the gospel narrative and the historicity of the context in which Jesus lived. The Latin inscription reads, "Tiberium Pontius Pilatus, Prefect of Judea, dedicated." King James Version. Dear brothers, throughout this video, we have examined a variety of sources and discoveries that support the historical existence of Jesus of Nazareth. The convergence of independent testimonies from different traditions and eras reinforces the credibility of his existence. In our faith, we know that Jesus is precious to us, our King and Savior. His impact on history and our lives is profound and transformative. But it is equally important to show that Jesus is not just a mythological figure or a character of legend, but a real person with archaeological and historical evidence backing his existence. Now, let us deepen our understanding of the implications of Jesus' historical existence. If Jesus had not existed, how would we understand the formation of Christianity and its spread throughout the world? The Christian faith is based on concrete historical events, such as the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15:14, says, "And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain." The historical truth of Jesus strengthens our faith and helps us better understand the gospel message. When we read the gospel accounts and Paul's epistles, we are dealing with testimonies from people who lived with Jesus or who were deeply impacted by his ministry. This connects us more intimately and personally with our faith. Moreover, the archaeological and historical evidence confirming Jesus' existence also helps defend our faith in academic debates and interfaith dialogues. When we present historical facts, we strengthen our position and show that our faith is based on real and verifiable events. Now let us consider the enduring impact of Jesus on the history of humanity. His message of love, forgiveness, and redemption has transformed countless lives over the centuries. In John 13:34-35, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Jesus' influence extends beyond the borders of the Christian faith. His teachings on love, compassion, and social justice have inspired civil rights movements, charity initiatives, and peace efforts around the world. People from various cultures and religions recognize the wisdom and depth of his words. Moreover, art, literature, and music have been profoundly influenced by the figure of Jesus. Masterpieces by Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and Rembrandt depict scenes from Jesus' life. Christian songs and hymns, such as "Amazing Grace" and "How Great Thou Art," continue to touch hearts and inspire faith worldwide. Our understanding of ethics and morality is also influenced by Jesus' teachings. He taught us to treat others with dignity and respect, to love our enemies, and to forgive those who offend us. These principles continue to guide our actions and decisions daily. Finally, let us reflect on Jesus' promise to be with us always. In Matthew 28:20, he said, "And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Amen." This promise gives us hope and courage to face life's challenges, knowing that Jesus is by our side. Dear brothers, Throughout this video, we have explored the various evidences confirming the historical existence of Jesus of Nazareth. We have seen how these evidences reinforce our faith and help us better understand the gospel message. Jesus is not just a mythological figure or a character of legend, but a real person whose life and teachings continue to impact the world profoundly and transformingly. In our journey of faith, it is important to remember that Jesus calls us to be his disciples and to spread his message of love and redemption. In Mark 16:15, he said, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." May we fulfill this calling with joy and dedication, sharing the good news of Jesus with everyone around us. Let us also remember that, as followers of Jesus, we are called to live according to his teachings. This means loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. It means forgiving those who offend us, helping the needy, and being a light in the world. The life of Jesus offers us a perfect example of how we should live. He showed compassion for the marginalized, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and boldly proclaimed God's truth. May we follow his example and live lives that reflect his love and grace. As we continue to study the life and teachings of Jesus, may we be transformed by his power and presence. May the word of God be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Psalm 119:105. May we grow in wisdom, faith, and obedience, fully trusting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Dear brothers, thank you for following this video to the end. I hope this exploration of the historical and archaeological evidences confirming the existence of Jesus has strengthened your faith and provided a deeper understanding of the importance of Jesus in our lives and in the history of humanity. Before we conclude, I would like to pray with you. Let us ask God to guide and strengthen us in our walk of faith, and that we may be faithful witnesses of his love and truth. Lord God, we thank you for your word and for revealing the truth about your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you strengthen us in our faith and guide us in our desire to follow Jesus' teachings. May we live according to your will, being a light in the world and sharing your love with everyone. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being part of our channel. May God bless you abundantly, and may we continue our journey of faith together. Do not forget to subscribe and share this video with friends and family so that more people can learn about the wonders of our Lord. Until the next video, my dear brothers and sisters, may the peace of Christ be with all of you.